Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. In Jesus' name, thank you so much for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. And Father, thank you so much, Lord, for opening our eyes and helping us see your signs and your wonders, Lord, to give wisdom to us. You speak so much of the signs in the heavens, Lord, but the Pharisees couldn't read them, and you rebuked them for that. Well, Lord, let us do better. By your grace, O God, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm going to continue with the Dragon Destroyer, number 6. You know, the Dragon Destroyer just passed through Libra at the feet of Virgo. I believe right on time in the September 23rd sign of Revelation 12. And Libra is the sign of the scales of justice. And that is what it is coming to bring, I believe. Wikipedia says Libra is one of the air signs, which is symbolized by a griffin, a mythological creature with the head, wings, and talons of an eagle and the hind feet of a lion. Daniel describes Babylon as a lion with eagle's wings. And we've seen so many types and shadows of Babylon fitting the United States. Read our book, Hidden Manna for the End Times. There's lists and lists of them, you know, that are... It can be nobody else, literally. Ezekiel 17 describes Babylon as the great eagle, which is, of course, in our time, the United States. We know the dragon is coming to dispense justice to the United States, including bringing Pharaoh and his army down in the Red Sea and freeing God's people from their oppression, so they can go into the wilderness tribulation to learn of God. Now, I know I'm mixing a lot of types here for somebody that hasn't really been following along, but I believe if you'll go and study our revelations on our site under Hidden Manna for the End Times, I'll put a link on the text part of this so you can go there. But especially the audios and videos. There's three audios or videos. And then there's a book. I would suggest the audios and videos first. And then when you want to get even more particular and in-depth, read the book. And there's nothing there that's not supported by a lot of scripture. And we know that the sum of thy words is truth, meaning it's not taking the scripture out of context, it's putting all the scripture together to prove a point. And when it comes together, I tell you, you'll understand the dragon, the woman, and the man-child very well, and what they stand for on earth. But today I'd like to just give you a brief introduction, and I'm going to start with the dragon. We already spoke about the man-child very briefly. The opportunity, by the way, to be in the man-child or the bride is all talked about there. What it takes, what the Bible says it takes to be in these. These will escape the dragon. Okay, the woman represents the church that's going into the tribulation. We'll prove that beyond any shadow of a doubt from Revelation itself and through the rest of the book. Right now, we're just going to talk about the dragon briefly in the heavens. And it's a sign of Satan and a worldwide body and what they will do on the earth. It is a revelation of what Satan's going to do in his body on the earth. Revelation 12 and 9 says, "And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent." So he's identifying the great dragon here, the old serpent. That's the one in the garden, right? He that is called the devil and Satan. The great dragon is the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. The only way you cannot be deceived by him is to come out of the world, as we are exhorted much, especially in the book of John, right? He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Sorry to say, some people don't believe the fallen angels are demons, but they are. And they have come to earth. They are going to be cast down to earth very quickly now. Notice that he's deceived the whole world. And they are part of his body. Notice, they are part of his body. 1 John 5 and 19 says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in the evil one. The whole world. Jesus even said to those Pharisees who had religious spirits, I'm from above and you are from below or beneath. Yes. Notice that we who are in Christ's body are not of the world body, of Satan. Jesus said there are only two men in the earth. They are corporately Christ and Antichrist. If you're not for me, you're against me. Against means anti. You're either against Christ or you're for Christ. That's what he said. So, Satan seeks to devour the man-child, and after that, the woman, in Revelation 12. He wants everybody, especially these people. If he can devour them, he has won. Because these are the ones that God created the earth for. Not the sons of the devil, the sons of God. The manifestation of the sons of God. In other words, the revelation of who they are is what is coming. And these are going to be the ones that overcome the devil and his temptations, just like Jesus did. And devour means to bring them into his body. When you devour something, it goes into your body, right? That's what his plan is to get everything in his body by temptation, by every means at his disposal. And those who are tested and overcome will be the sons of God. Revelation 12 and 3. And there was seen another sign in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his heads seven diadems. And his tail draweth the third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And we've said before that the stars of heaven are, quote unquote, identified by God to mean the seed of Abraham, who Paul said in Romans are those who walk by faith. Amen. Of course, Paul and the other disciples who were Jews, they walked by faith. They entered into the new covenant. And multitudes didn't, but they and a remnant did. They are cast down to the earth from their heavenly place of being seated with Christ in heavenly places. In other words, they've lost their position with God. They will be in the earth and so in the body of the dragon. And the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered he may devour her child. You will remember, of course, the type and shadow of this in the Gospels, how Herod sought to kill the child when he found out who it was that was coming. And he did kill all of his contemporaries, but not him. He missed him. And so it will be in these days. Just as Satan, the dragon, tempted Jesus to devour him, so he does the man-child in whom Jesus lives by his word and his spirit. And so Satan is going to fail at both of these situations. Praise God, because God's not going to permit it. God's got a plan, and of course, the devil is part of that plan. He could have done away with the devil a long time ago. It only takes one angel, did you notice, in the book of Revelation, to throw him in the pit. Just one measly angel. Why couldn't God have done that before? Because we have to be tested and tried, according to what God said in James chapter 1. And those that really love the Lord, they're going to overcome. They're going to keep His commandments, as He said. Oh, thank you, Father. Well, notice it's a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns. And this body is the whole earth, as we just read. The seven heads of the physical sign of the dragon is the seven orbitals of Nemesis, the enemy, right? Nemesis. That's planet X, and it's the farthest one out that passes the earth. The farthest out orbital that passes by the earth and causes us great trouble here, tribulation and judgment. And obviously those who have the blood over their doorposts, in other words, they're walking under the blood of Jesus, as we've already studied, don't have anything to worry about. Right? And of course, this sign points to the seven heads on earth that belong to Satan and seek to devour God's people. Daniel saw these heads from his day onward, where he described the image of the beast in Daniel 2, 31 through 35. You know, they were commanded to worship this image of the beast, but it was an image of something that involved the whole earth. Okay? And the head was Babylon, the head of gold, in Daniel 2 and 38. And then he showed the world kingdoms that succeeded one another, conquered one another, literally, all the way down to us in that revelation. And Egypt and Assyria were before Daniel, and he didn't go back and to include them. He just started at his day and went onward. His part of the image of the beast, in other words. He included what he called beasts, as Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, Rome, which is made of iron. And the legs of Rome went all the way down through history to the 10 toes, or 10 kings of iron and clay, in our day. In our day. Some people say there's no revived Roman Empire. Hard to miss it there. It's really hard to miss it. You know. The clay is Islam, because it was never a part of the Roman Empire. And it was weak. Although even the weak can be strong if God wants to chasten you. His power is made perfect in weakness, as a matter of fact. So the clay is Islam, which has invaded but does not mix with the iron of the revived Roman Empire, as Daniel said. It doesn't mix. People are trying to do that. The people who have received of those demons are trying to do that, but you'll all be crazy if you receive that. I mean, anybody that has sympathy for those spirits will have them. This is what we're seeing in the world. We know that because we've experienced those who have sympathy for people who are in faction and witchcraft. They get the spirits. You got sympathy for it? Okay, you'll get it. God tells us how to escape that, and I'll talk about that in a moment. But Daniel's interpretation of this image of the beast that was later an idol of worship is this. Daniel chapter 2, verse 36. This is the dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art king of kings, unto whom the God of heaven hath given the kingdom, the power, and the strength, and the glory. And listen to this. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, that sounds like all over, yes, the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, he hath given into thy hand, and hath made thee to rule over them. Thou art the head of gold. wherever the children of men dwell, the Babylon world-ruling kingdom that conquered God's people because they were in rebellion. Now history is going to repeat, as it always does. And verse 39, and after these shall arise another kingdom inferior to thee, and that was Media Persia. And another third kingdom of brass, that was Greece, which shall bear rule over all the earth, another world-ruling kingdom. Okay, so we're just talking about the whole world here, right? And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron, for as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things. And as iron that crusheth all these shall it break in pieces and crush. And that was the very famous Roman Empire, whose legs were long. You've probably seen depictions of Daniel's image of the beast, which Nebuchadnezzar decided to make a statue of and command everybody to bow down to. And the legs were very long and reached all the way down through history to our day, to the 10 toes, or 10 kings, or 10 continental divisions of the earth. That's why there's 10 horns, 10 kings, is because they don't want nationalism. They're trying to do away with it, and Trump is standing right in their way. And so, they want these 10 kings to rule. 41, and whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron. Notice that from the thighs all the way down there was iron, which was the Roman Empire. And, of course, the seed of the original Roman Empire spread throughout the earth. And the seed of every one of these empires has spread throughout the earth. Okay? And has taken over everything out there. The only thing he's saying that's different from the iron here is the clay. And we know what the clay is. We're seeing the clay invade country after country, enabled by a very leftist regime, which we just got rid of by the grace of God, and the demons that they have because of their sympathy for something that is demonic is taking them over. That's why these people care nothing about their people. The only thing they care for is the like spirits which are in Islam. And part potter's clay and part of iron, it shall be divided of divided kingdom, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron. Yes, Islam is using the strength of the iron right now to conquer God. You would think, why? You look at this and say, what's no common sense here? It's demon possession. Yeah. For as much as thou sawest the iron, which is Rome, mixed with the miry clay, which is Islam. And as the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. Well, Islam is very broken. People have done their best to cause the wars to be between Islam, and done pretty good. As long as they're fighting one another, they don't have as much time to fight everybody else. But God said, they will be like a wild ass. Their hand will be against every man, and every man will be against them. So, 43. And whereas thou sawest the iron mixed with the miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. But they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron doth not mingle with clay. Yet, well, we can see that for sure. It's not very much mingling until a person gets demon-possessed and gets the same factious, murderous spirits. They really have nothing in common, you know? So getting devoured is what we're talking about here. 44. And in those days, in the days of those kings, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Oh, thank you, Father. Nor shall the sovereignty thereof be left to another people. but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms. Wow. And it shall stand forever. Well, we know in Revelation 11 and 15, the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ. And that's this is all coming to. The stone out of the mountain, right? It's our job, through faith and prayer and taking our authority, to tear down this beast. That's our job. That's what He says. It consume all these kingdoms. How can that happen? In the end of times, when it's going to hit the toes, it's going to destroy all their everything that's on top of it. This is the seed. The toes represent the seed of all the previous kingdoms, all the way down to today, right? For as much thou sawest, verse 45, that a stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. Now, you know, what does God say about His temple and His people, that they're made without hands, right? He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands, much as so many people are so hard pushing the Jews to make their temple, you know. But it's without hands. He doesn't dwell in such a temple. Okay. And that it break in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof is sure. Yeah. And Daniel said all of these beasts will lose their dominion, which they have had, but will continue to exist, which they do. Their seed is in the UN. That will give away to the dragon of Revelation 12 and the beast of Revelation 13. And that's in Daniel 7 and 12. And as for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away. Yep. Egypt was taken away by Assyria. Assyria's was taken away by Babylon, all the way down the line, right? Their dominion was taken away. Yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. They were just swallowed up by the next kingdom, that's all. They're still here. And of course, that every time that happens, some are scattered through the rest of the earth. Each one of them was scattered through the earth, scattered through the earth. And so, you see, the whole earth has been overcome by these kingdoms and the people that come from them. By a geometric progression all the way down to our day, it's the whole earth. Okay? And the dragon is made up of all these beasts, all seven heads. Individually, each of these beasts was the dragon in their day, because they were coming against an individual people of God, Israel. But now God's got a corporate people of God, which are around the earth. They're circumcised in heart, not in flesh. And they too have rebelled against God. So history must repeat. And God is raising up a dragon for a corporate people of God that covers the earth. Okay? It's a corporate dragon with all seven heads in order to cover all of the earth. For example, Egypt was a dragon. Ezekiel 29 and 2, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all Egypt. Speak and say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great monster. Well, there's a footnote there. The Hebrew word is dragon. The Hebrew word for monster is dragon. The great dragon that lieth in the midst of his rivers, that has said, my river is mine own, and I have made it for myself. And Babylon was a dragon in their day to devour God's people. Jeremiah 51 and 34. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, hath devoured me. That's God's people speaking. He hath crushed me. He hath made me an empty vessel. He hath like a monster. Same Hebrew word, dragon. He hath like a dragon swallowed me up. He hath filled his maw with my delicacies. He hath cast me out. Well, whenever God's people were in rebellion, he sent a dragon to devour them and to take them into captivity. The last administration that we've had here in the United States is still fighting to overthrow this country. They're like Pharaoh, running down after turning God's people loose at the election, decided, nope, we're going to go get them. We're going to drag them back. We're going to bring them into bondage, right? Well, that's what's happening now. And they were identified as the king of Egypt and the king of Babylon, that this last administration I'm talking about, which is superseded by Cyrus. Babylon is superseded by Cyrus of Media Persia, who God has identified as President Trump. And I will execute judgment upon Bel in Babylon. Bel was the name for their dragon. I don't know if you've read the apocryphal book, Daniel and the Dragon. Sometimes it's Daniel and the Serpent, but it's the dragon, Bel the dragon. That was their god. And I will bring forth out of his mouth that which he has swallowed up, which is God's people. You see, when God's people repented in Babylon, God delivered them through the wilderness back to their promised land. When God's people repented in Egypt, he delivered them through the wilderness and back to their promised land. It was always through the wilderness, folks. It was never flying away. The wilderness is the tribulation, according to Revelation chapter 12 and Revelation chapter 17, the first 3.5 and second 3.5 years, respectively. I'll bring forth out of his mouth that which he hath swallowed up, and the nations shall not flow any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon shall fall. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Lord. We believe it. We stand upon your word, Lord God. And God gave the revelation of the seven-headed dragon slash beast in Revelation 17 and 7. He says, "And the angel said unto me, Wherefore didst thou wonder? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman." In this case, it's not the woman in Revelation 12. It's the harlot, representing the apostates. There's one way you can be sure you're not in the harlot. Is get back to the word, forget your religion, get back to the word, and humble yourself to the word, because that's the only thing that God gave us. We don't have men's religions, and you can't change God from day to day. That was an everlasting covenant, he wrote. He said, if you add to it, he'll add to you the plagues that are in the book. And if you take away from the words of the book, he'll take away your part from the tree of life. That's what he says. So that's how you can not be in the harlot. The rest of religion is, okay? So, I'll tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath seven heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, okay? All seven heads were and they are not. And is about to come up out of the abyss and go into perdition. Okay, so the beast spirits come out of the pit. See, just as any body, it has a spirit and it has a body, right? The beast spirits come up out of the pit, as in Revelation 18 and 2. And he cried with a mighty voice, saying, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the great, and is become a habitation of demons, and a hold," or a prison, same word, "of every unclean spirit." So that's how you get that it's coming up out of the abyss. But it's going into perdition. You remember when Judas was entered by Satan and he was called the son of perdition, which means destruction? Okay, this is what's happening. Satan's spirits are entering into the body of people who are worldly and lost. overcoming them, and they are Antichrist. Okay. And the spirits of the dragon beast come up out of the pit to inhabit perdition, as in the sons of perdition, which means destruction. Okay. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder. Now, in the book of Revelation, there's they that dwell on the earth and they that dwell in the heavens. Okay? But the beast makes war in Revelation 13 on them that dwell in the heavens. So if you see dwelling in the heavens as literal, how could he do that? We who are abiding in heavenly places in Christ Jesus are dwelling in the heavenlies. Jesus said, I am from above, you are from beneath. Are you born from above or are you born from beneath? It just depends on your nature. It depends on whether you've absorbed the Word of God, which is the manna that came down out of heaven that gives life to the world, or not. That's the only two options. Okay. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, they whose name hath not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Oh my goodness. Now that I don't have time to go into that, but that's a pretty good mouthful right there. And when they behold the beast, how that he was, so they're wondering. They don't have this revelation. I mean, it's here, it's very plain, but they're not written in the book, so they don't have this revelation. Okay? How that he was, that is, as the original beast, and is not, their dominion was taken away, and shall come. And the footnote says, in the Greek, is shall be present. In other words, how is it that they're not, because their dominion was taken away, and how is it that they're present? It's because their seed is together in a corporate dragon in the UN. Okay? And in the beast, too. I mean, the dragon gives his authority to the beast, so it's in the dragon beast, right? Amen. And they're all in the UN, one corporate body. Verse 9, here is the mind that hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains. Mountains are kingdoms in the scripture, on which the woman sitteth. So the apostates are on all of these mountains. They exercise dominion over the people that believe in them and all of these. I mean, the mother church, if you want to see it in one form as Catholicism, I mean, it's all over, right? Okay. But that would be a, and I'm not saying it's the, I'm saying it's a mother of the harlots of the earth. As the scripture says, you know, just a. There is a mother that includes all of apostate religion from the beginning until now. But if you want to just take Christianity, Catholic Church is a pretty good example of that. They are a mother of the harlots. Everybody says she's the harlot. Yes, but she is the mother of harlots. The Protestants. Because they've turned away. And they're not faithful to their husband. They've received the seed of the world, right? And they are seven kings, and five are fallen, which in John's day was Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, and Media, Persia. The one is, Rome was in John's day, so that's the one that is. And the other is not yet come, that's the corporate dragon of Revelation 12. And when he cometh, he must continue a little while. Truly true. I mean, 3.5 years is all it lasts before it gives its dominion to the beast for another 3.5 years. 11. And the beast that was and is not is himself also an eighth. So there you go. The seven goes up through the dragon, and the beast is an eighth, which is the corporate beast of Revelation 13. And is of the seven. In other words, it's made up of the seven. A lot of people are saying, which one of the seven is the beast? All of them. all of them. And he goeth into perdition. Well, of course, he comes out of the pit and he goes into perdition. That is all of the sons of perdition, or the sons of destruction, which is what perdition means. And the ten horns that thou sawest are ten kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. So you know that 1 hour is the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period. Yeah. 10 kings. And these are, of course, that hasn't come into existence yet. The authority is still on the heads. The heads have the crowns on them in Revelation 12. But the 10 kings have the crowns on in Revelation 13. That is the horns. Right? And so that this is a change in government. This is a staged revival of the Roman Empire. It comes in stages. Stage 1, Revelation 12. Stage 2, Revelation 13. And of course, Revelation 13 is where the beast makes war on the saints, the people that dwell in the heavens. Yeah. So we're heavenly creatures. We don't belong to this world. We have one holy nation, the scripture says. And we have to come out of the nations that are all around us in order to be a part of that one holy nation. Now I'm going to read to you 1 Peter 2, 6 on down. It says, because it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be put to shame. You must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the one of the Bible. Otherwise, you're just devoured by the dragon. For you, therefore, that believe is the preciousness. But for such as disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected. You remember how the builders in Jesus' day rejected Jesus Christ, the stone, the chief cornerstone. They rejected him. As a matter of fact, Christ, as we've seen, is in the prophets. They rejected all of the prophets. Christ was in his apostles. They rejected the apostles. They were the ones that killed God's emissaries, the leaders of religion that claimed to be God's people. The stone which the builders rejected is still true today. The builders have rejected the man-child, a ministry in which Jesus lives by his word and by his spirit. They have rejected. They have devoured, because they are a part of the beast system. Did you hear me? They are a part of the beast system. The dragon's tail casts a third of the stars to the earth, and the prophet that speaketh lies is the tail, the Bible says. They are a part of the dragon. They're not a part of our kingdom. They have rejected the head. The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the head of the corner. So they rejected him, and now he's ruler over all. What do you think he's going to do with them? What did he do with those Jews in 70 AD, which Jesus prophesied? And a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. That's our Jesus. He's a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. He has offended all of these people that are born from the pit. And today it's the same way. Same spirit, by the way. The same spirit is in the people today that was in those spirits. Faction and witchcraft, which is rebellion. Faction, division, coming against their own brother. They sold their own brother into bondage. Just like Joseph. They have the habit of doing this. Never trust religion. Come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Don't be a part of the dragon. Come out of bondage. Come out of Babylonish religion. Out of bondage, right? For they stumble at the word, being disobedient. Same as today. History just repeats. As Acts 1 and 7 says. And whereunto also they were appointed. They were appointed. But you are an elect race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may show forth the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness and into His marvelous light, who in the times past were no people. Paul said in Romans 2, same thing. You were not a people, but now you are the people of the living God. But now are the people of God who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. You are one holy nation. Therefore, you must come out of the nations of the world and go to this holy nation. And that is a spiritual thing, not a physical thing, as some people have said. Okay? So, we see from the revelation in Revelation that the whole earth outside of the body of Christ is the dragon beast and Satan, who dwells in them by his body of spirits from the pit, is dividing the earth spiritually and then physically, which is what happened at Babel. You remember? He scattered, changed their tongues, scattered them out on the earth, then he broke the earth up, spread that out, right? Their one world order was shattered, just exactly like he says is going to happen this time. Spiritually, he is dividing the earth by demons of faction and witchcraft. We saw in the last administration how that they were corrupting the Democrats and the Republicrats and their false prophets, the mainstream media, using the lure of perverse sex parties mixed with Satanism, sacrificing the children, which has been embedded in the shadow governments of the world for many administrations, but has finally borne much perverted fruit. These politicians are obedient servants because of blackmail, because of bribes from the powers that be, and because they have received these same spirits of faction and witchcraft. And these are a part of their nature now. These demons bring every vile deed, literally, including lies and slander. James 3 and 14. But if you have bitter jealousy and faction in your heart, this is what this demon does now, and faction in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Why does he exhort us that? Because they're very proud of their lies. When you see people that do that, they've got this demon. I'm telling you. Glory not and lie not against the truth. Lying slander is always the result of faction. This wisdom is not a wisdom that cometh down from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish, which the Greek word is demoniacal. So they're demonized. He said these people are demonized. For where jealousy and faction are, there is confusion and every vile deed. Have you been seeing every vile deed coming from the left? Wonder why. Like when relatively innocent people are slaughtered at a concert, and those on the left pass it off because they say that most of them were probably Trump supporters. Wow. That's faction. That is real faction. That is demonic faction. And like starting wars, they tried desperately to start a war before Trump could get in there and failed. And including in the United States, them and their troops are working hard to, you know, start a war now. Notice the word confusion there. It's in the people who have faction spirits, especially the press. They believe what cannot be proven. And anyone who debates them with the facts shows this. They have no intelligent argument, but always feel self-righteous anyway, just as we've been shown here. They glory against the truth. And they have, we're witnesses, as was David Wilkerson, that these spirits bring every vile deed, lust and fornication and perversion and theft and slander and railing and hatred and murder, etc. I'll put a link here so you can see what I'm talking about. Dave Wilkins prophesied this, and it is happening, and we have seen it, and we are amazed. And look, if you're walking with God, you're going to be attacked by these people. That's history. If you're not walking with God, you're a part of them. Okay, so you're either going to be a persecutor or you're going to be the crucified. Better be the crucified, right? And slander is used to impart division or faction spirits to ignorant people. Faction demons, empowered by witchcraft, use slander to make disciples of the radicalized left. Why do the Marxists, the communists, the Satanists, the homosexuals, the anarchists, and the mainstream media all love the radical left so much? Because of demonization. It's Satan's means to devour the world. The dragon's means to devour the world. It's working, isn't it? He's devouring the world. But now he wants God's people, most of all, because they're the ones that are the threat. It's easy to devour the world, right? They're of like nature. They look up to their father. The media was invited to these Satanist events to spread the demons by slander. Faction is so dangerous that the Lord tells us to not speak to them. That's how they impart their demons, by speaking to them, reasoning with them. No. It's so dangerous, he said, Titus 3:10 and 11, a factious man after a first and second admonition refused. In other words, you're supposed to correct them every time they say something that is slander and they've got no proof for it and there's no two or three witnesses whatsoever. You're supposed to correct them every time. Verse 11, knowing that such a one is perverted and sinneth, being self-condemned. They condemn themselves. No, you don't have to worry about condemning them. You can just speak the word. Right? They condemn themselves. They're bitter, unforgiving people. When you're unforgiving, you are not forgiven. Very, very simple. Psalm 101 and 5 says, whoso privily slandereth his neighbor, him will I destroy. Well, you see any destroyed people out there? Yeah. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will I not suffer, says the Lord. Right? And who is it that becomes a victim of lying slander demons? Well, Proverbs 17 and 4. An evil doer giveth heed to wicked lips. You hear that? An evil doer giveth heed to wicked lips. Why is that? Because God's turning them over to the devil. And a liar giveth ear to a mischievous tongue. You going to sit there and listen to somebody slander somebody? Don't you know there are demons in what this person says? They will go right into you. Proverbs 10 and 18. He that hideth hatred is of lying lips. He that uttereth a slander is a fool. Because God will destroy you. We must pray and stand for these people to know the Lord and be delivered, and that others would be spared this demonization. We are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Do you want to be trodden under the foot of the dragon? I had a dream like that, actually. Well, the signs are that the dragon is approaching. Now, I know it's pretty good ways off still. a lot of space coming through between Libra and us after it comes around the sun. But it's coming. The sign is being fulfilled. It's going to be fulfilled over time. Okay? The dragon is on its way to cause, I believe, an earth tide like the moon does, but far worse, and set major earthquakes off. Right? A moon tide is actually, the moon doesn't just move the water with a water tide, it moves the earth. And as this thing passes by the earth with the earth spinning, it's going to cause a moon tide to go around, a moon type tide to go around the earth, setting off major, major earthquakes. And it's already causing the earth to sway to and fro, like the Bible says, sloshing water out of bays and into places it hasn't been, causing crustal shifts with cracks in the earth and giant sinkholes. You just need to go do a search. You will find what I'm talking about out there. It's astounding. Oh, no, don't wait for the national news media to tell you anything about it. They don't have anything but eyes for Trump right now. The earth noises are, it's groaning from the curse that's upon it. Because of a crustal slip, the earth is making all these noises and leaving holes underneath what was once supported ground to cause these sinkholes. And the physical division by the dragon is the fruit of the spiritual division by the dragon that we spoke of and we're going through right now. And this physical division is coming now. It's happening. Look out there. Cracks in the earth in places they've never seen cracks. The North American craton is sliding towards the west. This is stressing the fault lines at the East Coast, the New Madrid, Tennessee Valley, and the West Coast. Our dreams have shown major quakes and separations of the earth in these places. The Mississippi is drying up over the New Madrid zone, the New Madrid seismic zone. It's drying up right there. And earthquakes are happening right there. The rivers are flowing into the Mississippi. You know, the rivers are all running into their tributary, the Mississippi. Because there is no drought, as some people have said. That's a crazy excuse. There's no drought up there. The waters are still flowing. But when the water reaches the New Madrid seismic zone, it disappears. I'm going to give you a link here so you can go look at it. This is an absolute fact. It has to be going into the fault underneath. I'm going to give you a link here so you can go study that. And by the way, on the banks, there are water mains breaking due to the earth moving. A mass of water mains breaking. Pipelines breaking. I'll give you a link so you can look at that. And the earthquakes on the New Madrid seismic zone, right on the major deep red part of the zone. They just follow the zone right on around. I'll give you a link for that. And by the way, the largest mass of gas and oil pipelines that go through the New Madrid and the Mississippi will cripple the nation and the economy. We're going to lose all of those. And I'll give you a link for that, although the guy has somewhat foul language, not really, really bad, but yeah. But he points out these things real good, okay? So just forgive me for that. If you just type in earth changes and watch a few of those videos, because the mainstream media doesn't cover any of this. They want you to be comfortable, just like the powers that be. They want you to be, you know, confident and comfortable, not worried that they're going to devour you. Mm-hmm. But the earth changes this year have been off the charts. Just go look up earth changes. I'll put a link here. Or two. The earthquakes, the fires, the floods, they're as never before. I'll put a link here for that. You can do your own research. Just do a search for these things. You'll be astounded at the things that are happening around the world. This is a worldwide catastrophe here. It has nothing to do with Al Gore's theory. It has nothing to do with any of that. It's something out there that is affecting every planet in our solar system. They're all tipping. How long have you seen the moon on its back with the crescent looking upward? How long? Okay. Almost all of my life, I have seen it to the right or the left. It's changed. Something has moved. The earth is tipping. The moon is tipping. The planets are tipping. The planets have their own global warming. So figure out how we're causing that. Okay. No, it's nuts. It's just a bunch of garbage. They're trying to get you to look away from the actual fact of what's going on here. They don't want you to believe that this dragon is coming this way. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercy towards us. Lord, we want to be totally in you, totally out of the dragon. Lord, you had said you would cause that dragon to cough up your people, to vomit up your people. And thank you, Father, that all these things that are happening are going to cause your people to come out of the dragon of this world and into your kingdom. And that they are going to learn to walk by faith in you in the wilderness, because they're not going to have Uncle Scam's money anymore. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Bless us with faith and wisdom and courage, Lord. We know you're going to gift us mightily in the wilderness. We know you've got an army out there that's ready to share the gospel and do the signs and the wonders and the miracles. And you're also sending us man-child reformers to educate us and cause us to walk in your kingdom. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. History repeats, but on a larger scale every time. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you for this, Lord. All right, thank you, saints, and God bless you. Thank you for listening and be in prayer for us. We want to be all we can be for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Good night, saints.